Hello, and welcome back, everyone, to the third episode of Three Drunks and a Moderator. I'll be the moderator today. My name is Lori, and if you don't know me, I'm on Lori's Cabin Crafted on YouTube and Rumble, and I encourage you to go check it out. Otherwise, we're going to continue the topic of conspiracy theories surrounding JFK's death. So, from last time, we talked about the government's official conclusion that it was one man acting alone, and I think everybody here was in agreement that we didn't feel that was the actual case. The government may be hiding something, we don't know, but there are many of other conspiracy theories on his death. One that his wife shot him because of the affairs. Another one that the CIA did it because of Russia, the central banking system. He wanted to put everybody back on the gold standard. A third one would be the mob. His brother, the attorney general, was trying to crack down on the mob at this time. Did I already mention Russia, Bay of Pigs? And a fifth one was the driver who was Secret Service, but I don't know what kind of motive he would have. But those are some of the conspiracy theories that are out there. So, guys, what do you all think? We'll start off with Rob. What are we drinking today?
Good morning. We're having Rolling Rock again.
We don't venture far.
Never.
I see we're starting.
That just sounds good.
Kenny, what are you drinking?
Rolling Rock. Rock and roll.
Drew, what are you drinking?
I'm still working on my Boxer Ice. Trying to keep the other small breweries in line. And you know, I don't want to see anybody get laid off.
Not that it's the cheapest beer around or anything like that.
No. I would never just... I don't judge a beer on its price. It's quality and quantity for me. I think quantity over quality? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It was cheap.
Okay, back to JFK. What do we think?
I'm going to go with the mafia. There was a lot of involvement with the mafia there. He was ticking them off. Monroe was involved with the mafia. That wasn't making them happy. Because, you know, one or two of those guys were, had it in for her. Or had it for her.
Well, she didn't.
In for... Work with it however you will.
I don't think she died much longer after. I don't know the time frame, but I don't think it was much longer after him.
You never know. Maybe that was part of the reason she did what she did. The guilt.
Ah, possible. Mm-hmm. And Rob, what's your opinion and where does it rank on the board?
What kind of board are we talking about here?
Well, I thought we'd play Family Feud and we'll make flashcards.
We're going to have to start over then because I don't see any flashcards anywhere.
We're going
to
give him a board like on the Holy Grail where he walks, hits himself in the head with it.
Oh. Yeah, omne de fubis come.
Well, bless you too. You realize this isn't video. That hand gesture you just made, nobody here...
The kitty was watching him.
Yeah.
At least something pays attention to me.
I don't know why it's scared around you. We know you're not babysitting anymore with the cats.
Why does this always have to turn into my lack of affection?
Life?
Yeah, but we're talking about somebody else's life today.
No, his death.
Well, he had a life before that.
Did he?
Well, he was living, he was breathing, he was... running a government. Yeah,
immediately before any of this happened, he had a life.
Pretty much. That, you know. So, what's your opinion? What do you think? Who did it? Why did they do it?
I don't know. I always leaned on the government. They were just upset with him and wanted to roll things in a different direction than he wanted to go.
Yeah, that's kind of where I go, too. I think he was one of the few presidents that really put the American people front and foremost, and he really honestly cared about this country being a better country. And I think that really went against a lot of narratives, and it didn't fit what the deep state or the people that think they're in control wanted. So he had to go.
See, maybe I'm prejudiced, but I kind of think when the mafia was controlling a lot of stuff, the country was running better.
Yeah, I mean, it's you can kind of say that because there wasn't a lot of crime outside of their family, because if you committed crimes, you disappeared. And so really, their crimes were more large scale, so they didn't affect, other than like if you owned a business, you know, mm-hmm. you either came in and said, gee, this is a nice shop. Shame if it burned down tomorrow. Maybe you want to, you know, you want to use our garbage hauler that we have. It's three times as much as the other one, but.
But everything was plain and simple and straightforward. There was no messing around. And,
No. I mean, there was, you know, there was no lying. You didn't do that. And oddly enough, your shop caught fire and burned to the ground. It wasn't like you were warned, you know. It was all fair.
Yeah, I think they had a bigger play in it than what a lot of people think. Which is okay, you know.
Yeah.
They did what they had to do. Yeah, little Rob, he's leaning on the government.
Well,
he likes unemployment.
No, I I think if you really look at
he's
it.
Jealous.
The government would have the easiest time of doing it, because they knew everything, that his itinerary, everything. They had the most contact with him. It would be easy for them.
You got to remember, the mafia was in the government.
Well,
and why else would Jack Ruby go take care of their little problem?
And he should have been smart enough to know that he was the next little problem that they were going to take care of.
He might have already knew he had cancer before he went into prison.
Yeah, it doesn't kill you that quick. Like, I don't know.
There's a lot of mafia guys did what they had to do and went to prison and sucked it up.
You'd be surprised what the mafia can consider cancer.
I guess he was an uncle. He went away for a while for book, you know, doing stuff with books. And when he came out, he got a job painting a house, and he painted the same house for a good 20 years. Yeah, I don't know if he ever went to paint it or not, but I know that was his profession. He was a house painter, and he had one house. It must have been a gigantic house. Either that, or he just didn't have a ladder. Just threw paint at it.
Paintball gun.
Yeah, but you know, there it went. I mean, he kept his mouth shut. He did his time. When he got out, he got a nice house on the bay that he didn't own. You know, he just lived there. And he had a job painting a house. A house.
Sounds like it's a fine, fine day.
I was thinking of that song before to myself.
Come back and told the cabbie $20. Here, hang out here for a while.
Pulled it out of his fedora.
Fedora, yeah. I got to get me one of those.
You don't need a fedora.
I need a fedora.
You'd look silly in it.
That's okay.
Well, I guess it wouldn't change much from your normal look.
I'm married. This is going nowhere.
I'm married. I'm not going out shopping.
At least it's not me this time.
No. But if we had a moderator, this wouldn't happen.
I'm still here.
Yeah, Lori broke it.
All right. So we concluded.
Maybe the aliens came down and took them out.
There you go. There's a good one.
Well, I guess we should talk about aliens then.
That's fine, because I believe in aliens. Not just the illegal ones, the ones that come out from space.
Well, technically, they're illegal, too.
Why?
They didn't get any paperwork done.
They were here first.
How do you know? How do you know they were here first?
You can't tell me the same stuff that's in Africa is over on the other side of South America.
What do you mean the same stuff? Sand?
Same statues, the same carvings, the same drawings. When back then, the people couldn't travel.
You know, they had camels, they had everything else. Why couldn't one guy take his hammer and chisel and go to another continent and start whacking on somebody else's
wall? They're not connected by a desert, they're connected by the ocean. That's why the camel can't get
swim?
There. Camels? No, they can't swim.
Really?
Nope.
They have those air tanks on their back.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter.
And
they should float like a bugger.
No, they don't.
Or a submarine. Submarine, you know, because they got the ballast. But how about an elephant? It has that
I would have to go with a giraffe on that one.
No. I'm going for an elephant with the snorkel. Just like one of those Jeeps with the snorkely things that you can go under the water with. You got the snorkel sticking up, you know?
Well, that's why I was going with giraffe.
I got a good camel joke.
I don't know if we want to hear this.
Probably not.
Now, let's save that for a future podcast that we don't air. Okay. It'll just end up in the cutting room floor anyway. So what makes you so sure about aliens that were here first, though? I don't know. I can't say aliens were here first.
I kind of agree with some people.
Could we then be spawned from aliens?
No, I think we're a test site for aliens.
What do you mean a test site? Like we're... they threw some stuff in a petri dish.
Have you ever seen an ant farm?
Yeah.
That's us.
Every now and then they come down and they shake it around and see where we go?
Pretty much.
How do you know we're not a TV series for some other planet?
We could be.
As the Earth turns. So you're thinking the aliens were here first. I'm thinking we're maybe a TV show for them, and it's kind of like Dallas or what Dynasty used to be. On last week's episode, it would probably be closer to Soap. On last week's episode.
Yeah, especially this country, we'd be a lot closer to Soap than anything else.
And for anybody younger, check out Soap. It was an old TV series in the late 70s that was probably one of the funniest things that came out at that time.
You will not be able to watch it on regular TV now.
You can't watch Archie Bunker on regular TV now.
Yeah, well, this wasn't an awful lot further away.
No. So maybe we are somewhere on another planet that they're watching us and they say, last week's episode, Betty Jo Bob or whatever caught her husband, you know, doing something weird with the dish disposal or the garbage disposal.
Wow, that took a turn.
Well, nobody should let me unsupervised. It's really bad for it.
Somebody cut his mic.
Where did we get from aliens to kitchen appliances?
Hey, use whatever you got.
Don't be giving him any ideas.
He still has the wig on the shop vac.
I have it stitched fast to my short pants.
No, I can't even drink anymore.
Oh, you were never any good at it anyway.
So anyway, I do think aliens are real. There's evidence there.
Do you believe in alien abductions? Abductions?
Yes.
Do you know the first one that happened was... the first one that really got publicized was Betty and Barney. It's weird that the Flintstones actually used that name, but it was. They were an interracial couple. Way I'm thinking 1958, 59.
I just watched something about that the other day. They showed those two.
And it makes it interesting because being an interracial couple at that time, I would think they would be really inquisitive about like those that couple, you know, if an alien, because it was odd. So, yeah, and their story has never really been disproven.
Well, they're letting more and more stuff out now. They're letting paperwork out that they didn't used to.
Yeah.
But even if you go back to ancient times, the pyramids, Egypt, there's drawings of stuff like that.
And, they taught us in school that the pyramids were burial chambers. They're not burial chambers. There has never been a mummy found in a pyramid.
I thought there was.
No.
I thought there was a tomb in one.
Nope. All the tombs are
tombs.
Are
tombs. Bunches of them, weren't there?
No. Yeah. No, they told us that in the things, but when you actually research it...
Not necessarily the ones in Giza, but in other pyramids, there's...
No, the pyramids were never meant as tombs. Tombs were tombs. And the pyramids have a whole different... If you want to talk about aliens, they claim the pyramids were actually a power source.
Yes, I've seen that because they can actually have light in them.
Right, and they were a power source, but they were never used as tombs. They told us that because I think, my own personal opinion, that the government doesn't want us to realize there's free power.
Well, Tesla said that.
And Tesla based his...
Ended up dying in a hotel room.
Yeah, Tesla based a lot of his stuff
after everything he proved was stolen from him.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't the best marketing man.
No, he needed a better agent.
They said it, but if you look like in South America and other places where they have these stones that are cut so perfect, and they didn't have the technology. They said they're like laser cut. Where did they come from?
A lot of sanding.
Good slaves.
Yes.
Good slaves.
You know, now, let's take Rob, for example. If we gave him a box of sandpaper and a rock.
Yeah, he'd throw them in the garbage and go get a beer.
This is possible. But if he spent his day sanding that rock, eventually it would be flat. Now, I'm not saying he could get it perfectly, you know, because we're dealing with Rob. But I'm sure... Don't cry.
No, it's not the crying thing. It's just the fact that I'm impressed somebody thinks I might actually work on something.
Well, if I offered you every inch you took off of that rock a case of beer, you would sound like a bugger.
No, it'd have to be an awfully small rock.
Well, I'm not going to give you something big because you're going to mess it up. We're only going to give you small stuff that you can work with.
We're
not going there.
Yeah, I still don't see that happening.
Okay. My bad.
Rob and work should never be in the same sentence.
No, even I'll say that.
But going back to the stuff they're building, it's just inside corners, laser cut. There's no way with a chisel and a rock hammering that out.
No. And even there's some...
You've never seen me do body work before, have you?
Yes, I have, and trust me. Yeah. It looked nothing like a laser cut.
No. No, you're the scrapyard's best friend.
Hell, you don't even wait for the paint to dry and you're out driving around.
Hey, we were young at that time.
I had to get to the gas station before they closed.
But there's some rocks that have precision cut holes in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how do you create? I can understand how you could flatten something with a chisel. If you work on it, you can, and if you could sand it or somehow take another rock and rub it down. But to create a precision hole is a whole different thing.
But it's not just one little one. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So you have that many guys that are that good at it?
Well, when you have 80,000 slaves, I'm sure you can find one or two that can do something.
The hard part about that is there wasn't like hardened steel to use for a chisel or anything.
No.
You were using copper and bronze. I mean, it's...
And bone.
Yeah. It's not a really good tool.
No. I can't imagine how many times you'd have to sharpen a bronze chisel.
But I thought they released pictures now of aliens and stuff that they do have in Area 51.
That's the other thing, though, too. Area 51.
Well, they're at all the restaurants along the highway.
But that's the thing with Area 51. At first, the government said, well, it doesn't exist. Now they say, well, it existed, but we just don't want anybody to look at it, and we have nothing there. Well, first it didn't exist, now it exists. Maybe you want to give tours. I mean, you know.
Well, they're moving everything out of there, so they'll soon will be tours, I think.
I think it's all going to come out eventually. The government can't keep all these. Well, I guess they can.
But here's
they
the thing. Here's
stuff.
The thing. Is it that one world government? Because it's happening in other countries, but you're not hearing nothing there either.
Yeah. If you really want to go back to aliens, 1938, supposedly, an alien spaceship crashed in the Black Forest, which is in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And the Germans got the spaceship, and they reverse-engineered stuff because they couldn't understand exactly what it was, and they reverse-engineered it. And that is why when Germany came out with their weapons and everything, they were so advanced for World War II in the beginning. You got to figure, Germany lost in 1918. They were decimated. They weren't even supposed to have an army anymore. Now, by 1939, they're invading countries with the Blitzkrieg, and they got the best tanks, the best airplanes, the best artillery. How did they get this stuff so quick?
It does make you think. And then there's a Volkswagen. What happened?
Everything came out of the Volkswagen plant.
Well, you know, what gets you, though, is like...
I hate those little cars, but they lasted forever.
Well, the thing that makes you think, though, is like Germany came out with the fighter planes. You know, we were still playing with biplanes when they came out with their fighter planes. We had some, you know, single-wing planes, and we had some stuff like that because... But we had nothing that could match the Messerschmitts. We had nothing until a little bit later on in the war when we started. So how did they get so advanced from a country that was decimated? They had somebody had to help them somewhere.
Well, they did have brilliant scientists. They had brilliant engineers. Because even after the war, during the war, we were stealing them and bringing them here.
Yeah, we brought half of their smart people over here to teach us.
No, at the end, we had Operation Paperclip, and we brought all their rocket scientists over. We divided them, actually, because...
that's how you got here.
Russia.
Sorry, that's how you got here.
Russia took some, and...
No, don't look at me. I can't even spell Messerschmitt.
Russia took some of the things, but we were doing Operation Paperclip, and we were bringing them over, and if it wasn't for Operation Paperclip, we wouldn't have had been able to have the NASA projects like we did, because we didn't have... the technology with the rockets that the Russians, or not the Russians, but the Germany did, because they were launching those V2s over in England constantly.
Didn't they help us invent the H-bomb?
No, that was all us. We were very good at destroying massive things. That was
Germany started all that for us.
Yes, they did.
No, Germany was very close at having an H-bomb.
But we brought their guys here, and that's how we ended up with the H-bomb.
Maybe the H... Okay, yeah. The other one
not
was
the
atomic.
F-bomb. The H-bomb.
No. There's two different ones. The atomic bomb, and then the hydrogen... The H-bomb would be a hydrogen bomb.
Right.
So maybe we did, because the atomic bomb is what we dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
But all that was brought to be after we brought their men here.
No.
We had an idea on how to start, and then we brought them over, and they...
That could be possible, too, because Germany was defeated before Japan was defeated.
Germany started way before us on any of that stuff.
The only reason they didn't have the bomb earlier than us is they were using a Jewish slave labor, and they weren't using heavy water. The Jewish scientists...
Well, that was one of the big problems
The Jewish scientists were trying to... Because they knew if they helped them get this atomic bomb, Germany would have destroyed everything. They would have been bombing everybody. You know, so they were trying to, defeat of getting this bomb.
Defeats. Anyway, we're getting way off subject here.
I was just going to ask, do we think aliens walk among us or no?
Yes.
I've seen Men in Black.
I don't know. I mean, do they look... How can they look that human? I mean, when you hear...
Who's to say what an alien looks like? Or
well, all the things that people did. Oh, they got... Funny, you know, big guys and weird. I mean,
but can't they disguise too?
I guess you could wear a Bill Clinton mask.
I mean, people dress up for Halloween all the time, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, look at when we were. I mean, we had a plastic
mask.
Maybe they
put on people masks.
I hope they have better stuff than we had when we were a kid.
And them plastic things, they hurt.
Yeah, you couldn't see crap, and you couldn't breathe. Much, you know.
And the staple never held for the elastic.
I don't know what you were doing with the elastic, but...
Stretching it over your head to pull the mask on. Forgot about that little piece, that little string.
Yeah, one size fits all.
funny nobody ever walked up behind you and pulled that and just snapped it.
They didn't do it to me, but I'm sure they've done it to other people.
Nobody did it to me either. Hmm. Yeah, how about you?
My mom did it to me.
I'm assuming, Drew, everybody just thought it
was
your face.
Well, that explains it, doesn't it?
Actually, I think I still have a welt back here.
It was just last week. Oh, here we go.
So if aliens do walk among us, why aren't they helping us?
I still say we are an ant farm.
They're too busy laughing.
They put us here. They're giving us technology as needed and seeing how far we go and what we do.
Not really. If you want to say it's like a TV show, look around you right now and see how much of a comedy this planet actually is.
I don't know if it's a comedy or a tragedy.
Right now it's a tragedy. But, yeah, I definitely think we could be an ant farm. I don't know what else to call it. I think they're sitting back. They're slowly feeding us technology. They're, okay, we're going to give them this now. Or we're going to give them that now.
And let's see how they kill each other. Oh, look, that one set himself on fire.
That could be.
Okay, we gotta rethink this. That didn't work quite as we wanted.
They haven't evolved enough yet for this.
All right, Drew, do you think there's aliens?
I think with just the size of everything in the universe, or even there has to be other life forms. I'm not saying it's intelligent life forms. And if it is intelligent, I don't think it would want to interact with us. What intelligent life form would want to interact with us?
Anybody with a half a brain doesn't want to be anywhere, at least this group.
No. If you're going to fly, and this is what I don't get either. These aliens crash. They come millions of miles or whatever. They come down here. They're flying around. All of a sudden, they crash into a tree.
They're not used to gravity.
But they don't know what a tree is?
It's not gravity. It's density.
It's density.
No, gravity brings you to hit the density.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No. Gravity is a theory, much like the theory of relativity, much like it's never been proven.
All right, do me a favor. Go up on a roof and jump.
That's density. I'm heavier than air. I'm going to fall. If you're telling me because the apple falls from the tree because it is attracted to the ground, because the ground, the earth, is bigger than the apple, mm-hmm. So therefore gravity has a pull. The same thing should happen if I take a large object and set it on a table and I put a small object on a table. Why does the small object not be attracted to the large object?
Because they're both at the same level.
Okay, so I put the small object on a higher level. Let's say I put it on that tree over there.
What makes a compass spin?
Because it points to a magnetic field.
Right, which is gravity.
No, it's not gravity.
It pulls.
No, you goof. If you put
it's like that elastic band on the back of your helmet.
Look, a magnetic field is a magnetic field. It has nothing to do with gravity. If I take a magnet and I stick it, if he had a metal plate in his head and I put the magnet on his head.
He get rid of it. He's got a plastic one now.
It isn't. Well, yeah, he used to short himself out when the microwave kicked on. But if I put that magnet on him, it's not because of gravity it sticks. It's because it's a magnetic field.
JFK conspiracy plus aliens and a few other topics tossed in. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Continue to listen next week. We will bring you, I don't know, do we want to continue aliens or do we want a totally new topic?
I guess we'll have to wait and find out.
Okay.
Maybe we'll talk about density.
Stay tuned, people. Who knows what's going to happen next week?
Alrighty. Density versus gravity. What's in it for you?
Probably some kind of government grant to prove it's wrong.
I was going to say with Rob, probably a date.
Well, that's only if the shop vac has a long cord. Avita Zane.
Avita Zane, yep. Bye-bye.
Yom Kippur.